The Northwest has one of the highest rates of MS in the world, and no one understands why. It's an old mystery, but one that now has a new face. Today, doctors are seeing a growing number of cases in kids. Studying these young patients may finally yield a clue to what causes it. In a collaboration with KUOW and Investigate West, Carol Smith explores what these kids are teaching researchers about the disease.
When you first meet her, Alexis comes across as your typical teenager. Her hair is jet black with one shock of blonde. She's got a boyfriend, and she does typical teenagery things.
I like to sleep. When I can, I like to sleep a lot. Other than that, I just like to relax.
And she's 16, so she's just crossed that classic teenage milestone.
Can you drive yet?
I can. I'm going to drive to the gym today.
And she's got a typically full teenage schedule. Extra full, actually. This is her senior year at Central Kitsap High School in Silverdale, and she's taking a full load of AP classes. AP stands for Advanced Placement. What it means is extra work.
So I'm taking AP Literature, AP Biology, AP Calculus, AP Climate Change, and I can't really remember the last one. Okay.
There's a reason she's working this hard. Her future is uncertain. Alexis has multiple sclerosis, or MS. It's a sneaky, unpredictable autoimmune disease that causes nerve damage over time. Eventually, it can impair someone's mobility, their vision, even their thinking and memory. Usually, it strikes adults in their prime. Alexis found out she had it when she was 14 years old.
Well, it started on a Friday in the summer. I couldn't sleep. I had the worst headache. Like, out of a scale of 1 to 10, it was probably a 15.
The next morning, she tried to go for her regular run.
So I didn't even go my entire route because, I don't know, there was something off. Like, there is an imbalance. I was tipping over. Like I was falling.
Her parents rushed her to the hospital. A CAT scan showed 18 lesions in her brain. Still, doctors weren't sure it was MS. But then Alexis had a second, even more severe episode that put her back in the hospital. She couldn't walk anymore.
And I can't see out of my left eye. And then after that, I was slurring. So I couldn't talk. I couldn't communicate. So basically, I couldn't function at all. And it was very frustrating.
There are two types of MS, one that comes and goes and one that progresses steadily. The first kind is the one most commonly seen in kids. This time, doctors were sure Alexis had MS. And that put Alexis in the company of a growing group of young people who are living with the disease. Dr. Raymond Ferry is Alexis's doctor. He's a pediatric neurologist at Seattle's Children's Hospital. In his office, he's got a few props he uses to explain the disease to his young patients.
Okay. Actually, no. I have it under my desk. I do have a model of the brain, in which I like to take out just so that they
Dr. Ferry is one of those brainy sorts whose thoughts race ahead of his tongue.
Show them just, it's that white part that's affected.
3 years ago, he and some colleagues started the pediatric MS clinic at Children's. It was one of the first in the country to focus on pediatric patients with MS. Ferry's caseload has been rising.
When I started the clinic, I was doing it a half day per month, and I had to move it to twice a month.
Studying MS in kids could give researchers some new clues into what causes the disease. Researchers believe genetics have something to do with it, but something in the environment, like a virus or a toxin, seems to be what sets the disease in motion. Researchers have known for a while that whatever the trigger is, it usually happens during childhood, sometime before age 14. Figuring out what childhood illness or exposure might be the trigger, though, that's the hard part. With kids, because they're young, those exposures would have been more recent than for adults. That makes it easier for doctors to begin to see patterns in what types of infections or exposures might be associated with the onset of multiple sclerosis.
Big breath in and out.
Alexis is back at Children's Hospital, this Good. Time for a routine checkup.
You have a big mouth? Stick it.
Yeah.
Okay, say. Okay, yeah, you're right.
Alexis sees Dr. Ferry on a regular basis.
Do you like Dr. Ferry? He's cool. I like him. I think he looks like Dr. Oz.
He does actually kind of resemble the doctor Oprah made famous, and he's just as good at putting people at ease. During this exam, Dr. Ferry ran through some standard neurological checks on Alexis.
Okay. You feel it vibrating?
He was looking for any changes that would clue him that the disease was mounting another attack on her nerves.
Yeah.
but it can be tricky. Alexis tells him about her forgetfulness. But is that just being a teenager? It's hard to tell. Kids can be challenging to treat. Symptoms can be subtle. It's hard to tease out what could be MS from what could just be normal growing pains of childhood or the effects of puberty.
It's called multiple sclerosis because you have more than one attack and more than one location. So getting them to understand that anytime you just feel different, it doesn't hurt to ask, is this something?
There's something else that makes treating kids an extra challenge. Most of the medications available for MS have to be given by injection, and they're meant to prevent future attacks, so kids have to give themselves shots even when they're doing well. Teenagers especially tend to feel invincible.
They all tend to understand the concepts, but getting them to buy into it, oftentimes they'll have a few relapses before they say, okay, I need to do this.
Alexis is an exception. She takes her shots on a regular basis, and she's learned to live with the uncertainty that comes with having MS.
My doctor told me it's as if you're trying to predict earthquakes. You never know. And it kind of sucks, because it's scary.
There could still be relapses in her future.
I'm not going to lie. There are a lot of times where I get emotional. Like, what happened to me? What did I do wrong? Because before what happened to me, I was a pretty cool kid. I took hard classes. I played a lot of sports. I was on my A game. I was on top of everything.
So far, she hasn't had a new relapse. Her symptoms have not progressed, and she's regained most of her stamina. The drugs seem to be doing their job. She plays goalie for her lacrosse team. She's keeping up her grades, and for the moment, she's done talking about MS.
I'm going to the gym.
In a typical teenage fashion, she's out of here. I'm Carol Smith for KUOW.
Funding for the Mystery of MS was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern and KUOW listener subscribers. This series was produced in collaboration with Investigate West. To hear more stories or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to KUOW.org.